facts, candid conversations, and some levity to lighten your day. This is The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, everybody. I am so happy to be back. I was on vacation, as you might know, as you might have been able to figure out last week. But I am back, and I am ready to get going. Give me a call, 1-888-914-9149. That is the toll-free studio line for The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And The Cale Clark Show account is very easy to remember, just at Cale Clark Show. You can check it out. And I'm looking forward to talking to you because it's been a while. It's been a while, and I'm joined today by my producer Patrick Alog, who is sitting in for Lucas Holt today. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Cale. Hope you had a great vacation.
I did, although it wasn't. People are asking me, what did you do while you were away? Well, I listened to The Cale Clark Show. That's one thing I did. And we were very blessed to have a couple of guest hosts sitting in for us last week. Father Rocky Hoffman himself, CEO of Relevant Radio, did a show last week on Catholic patriotism before the 4th of July weekend. I thought that was great. I really enjoyed listening to that. And by the way, that was a really nice touch, throwing Ray Charles in there too, Patrick. I know you had a lot to do with that, so that was really cool.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome to play some Ray Charles there in America the Beautiful. Father Rocky really loves that song.
Oh, it was great. And obviously, Father Rocky, he's a busy guy. He's the CEO. He's got lots on his plate. But if he ever wanted his own show, he would grab probably more market share than anyone. I mean, he's just phenomenal. And of course, Father Simon joined us as well. And he had a great show on biblical stuff, biblical Catholicism. And if you didn't get a chance to hear those episodes, you can definitely go to the podcasts on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Go to the archives. They were really, really good shows. So thank you, Father Simon. That was amazing. Thank you, Father Rocky. And in terms of what I did on my vacation, and I got to tell you, I was pretty much the Cal Ripken Jr. of Relevant Radio for a little while because I went for about a year without taking any vacation. I finally had to do it because if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And what did I do on my summer vacation? Well, I did my taxes. How exciting is that? And yeah, the tax deadline. Yeah, well, hey. Had to get done at some point, and the tax deadlines are a little bit different depending on your situation up here in Canada. And I got it done. That I really couldn't travel anywhere. People were saying, why don't you go somewhere? Well, I really couldn't because of COVID travel restrictions. They have been lifted, though. They have been lifted as of yesterday. As of yesterday, I can now travel. It was too late for my vacation this time, but I can travel and without quarantining for 2 weeks. That's good news for the future. Bodes well for the future, but it was of no use to me this time. But one thing I really was thinking about during my time off was something that I've been reading about. And as you guys know, I'm a big fan of Cal Newport, this guy who does a lot of writing on work. He's got a book called Deep Work. He's got a book called Digital Minimalism about living the deep life. He's got a podcast. Interesting guy. And while I was on vacation, one of the things that he talks about, and I was trying to find some information about this, He talks about this idea of having high quality leisure time. We've got to have deep work, but we've also got to have deep leisure. And this is not an optional thing. This is not an optional thing. And I haven't been so great at this myself recently. And in fact, on my last little vacation, I took a week in June, and I took a week at the end of June and early July, obviously last week. But on my first little week off, I was still working a little bit. I was doing Faith Explained shows, recording those during my time off half days. And I really shouldn't have done that. I mean, and I was really encouraged to totally unplug this time. And that's what I pretty much did. I unplugged so I could do my taxes. That was really exciting. But one of the things Cal Newport talks about is this idea of high quality leisure. So I was like, what does he mean by this? What does he mean by this? And there's a quote from his book, Digital Minimalism, where he mentions this. And here's the quote, and I quote, "In recent years, as the boundary between work and life blends, jobs become more demanding and community traditions degrade, more and more people are failing to cultivate the high-quality leisure lives that Aristotle defines or identifies as crucial for human happiness. This leaves a void that would be near unbearable if confronted, but that can be ignored with the help of digital noise. It is now easy to fill the gaps between work and caring for your family and sleep by pulling out a smartphone or tablet and numbing yourself with mindless swiping and tapping. End of quote. That was an interesting quote because he talks about Aristotle saying that high quality leisure is crucial for human happiness. If you're really going to be living a blessed life, if you're really going to be living a fulfilled life, and this really is important to us as Catholics because we want to live holistic lives. We want to be happy. We want to be blessed. If you want to be happy, you've got to be more holy. Well, part of holiness is sanctifying not just our work, not just our family time, but also our leisure time. And obviously, you know, family time can be part of the leisure time for sure, but it's crucial for human happiness. And as Cal Newport writes, this is a void that would be near unbearable if it was confronted. So in other words, if you didn't have this, if you're a human person and you didn't have the ability to have leisure time, you wouldn't be able to go on. You wouldn't be able to continue on. You have to have it. And it's unbearable if you don't have it. Now, many people don't have this, though. Many people don't have high-quality leisure time. What are they doing when they're not working? What are they doing when they're not sleeping? Well, they've got a really bad counterfeit of high-quality leisure. And some of this stuff, but people don't really notice it. They don't really notice how badly they're lacking in this area because, as Newport says, you can simply whip out your smartphone, your tablet, and start numbing yourself with mindless swiping and tapping, maybe Netflix binging, that kind of thing. And so it's almost like you're medicating yourself. If someone is struggling with alcoholism, they might want to use the alcohol to numb the pain, to avoid confronting something that's really unpleasant, that sort of thing. Well, we don't really notice the absence of high-quality leisure in our lives because of the fact that we've got these digital devices that are really a godsend in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways they can really harm our lives too and prevent us from acquiring the good life. And so what does Newport say about this? And I finally found some stuff. I was searching around and I found some things that he wrote about high quality leisure because I need better leisure time. I don't want to be, I got to confess, I'm as bad as anybody else at hopping on Twitter, and I'm not really a big Facebook guy, but I'm on Twitter. I like Twitter a lot because I get a lot of show ideas from Twitter. I interact with a lot of people on Twitter, and actually I'm going to be joined later in the show. You're going to want to stick around for this. Someone who's very active on Twitter, Christine Roussel, friend of the program from the Catholic News Agency. She's going to be joining me later in the show. You're not going to want to miss that conversation. It's a great way to connect with people, but it also can be something that prevents one from having truly high quality leisure. So at least in moderation, these things need to be used. But Cal Newport wrote about a challenge that he gave people. Now this was back in January, but really it can be used in any month of the year. And I'm going to propose that here on the Cale Clark Show, as you're listening to me today, maybe we could do this together. And what he's trying to do back in January, Newport was trying to get people to commit to high quality leisure by going a little bit analog here. And obviously he's into digital minimalism. He's not saying digital is bad, but it's to a large extent taken over our lives. And if you fill your life with it, it's going to hinder your ability to be truly human. So he advocates going a little bit back to an analog point of view. And you're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, talking about high quality leisure. So maybe we could set ourselves up here as we're going into summer. And we just had a big holiday weekend, of course, Independence Day weekend in the United States. I had Canada Day. Canada Day was July the 1st, then July the 4th happened as well. I celebrate both because why not? And we want to move into the summer and try to get some better leisure in our lives. So here's what Newport recommends. And this is an analog challenge. We could do this together. You and I can do this together for the month of July. And you could tweet at me how you're enjoying this, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E Clark with an E. Maybe send me a picture, because there's five things that Newport recommends. And really, it's designed to provide you with a kind of a crash course to satisfying activities that are really high-quality leisure, and it will prevent you from craving this anxiety, this anxious attraction to your screens. So here they are. So here's five things that he recommends. Number one. Now, I'm not going to suggest that we do all five together because it might be a bit much. But let's try to do one thing. Maybe we could try to do the first thing. So the first thing he recommends is reading. Reading. Actually reading a book. Now, it'd be great to just read a book, period. So maybe digital books are okay, but then if you're looking at a digital book, if you're reading it on your phone, maybe your Kindle app or something like that, the temptation is you get a notification, and then the digital craving starts again. And you want to get that dopamine hit from clicking on it, and, oh, what did this person say on Twitter, whatever the case may be. So maybe we should stay away from the digital books, if possible. But you know what? I'm not going to be hard and fast on that. But Newport says, commit to reading 3 to 4 new books during the month. And it doesn't matter if they could be fiction books, they could be nonfiction books, they could be theological books, they could be really intense in certain ways, or they could just be simply fun books. It could be books about sports. It could be books about an interest that you have. It could be a novel. But let's try that. Let's make that the one that we try for this month. And we can try maybe some of the other ones at other times. But 3 new books this month. Can we do this? That would require us to maybe put down our phone and interact with an analog book, the written word. I think that's crucial in many ways to being more human. The second thing that I'll give you all the 5 recommendations. You can try doing all 5 if you want, but let's try the reading one. Let's try this. You can tweet at me pictures of books that you're reading this month. The second one is move, to somehow get out and move. Get up and move. Don't be a couch potato. So he suggests committing to going for a walk every single day of the month for at least 15 minutes and to leave your phone at home, during that walk, to observe the world around you and think, and just think. And sometimes we have deep problems in our life and things that, vexing situations, things that we're trying to solve. And sometimes getting out and just having a walk and just getting some headspace, it's amazing. Sometimes the solutions to our problems will come to us during the walk, somehow subliminally under the surface. We'll get the answer that we need. But just to kind of connect with nature, doing something physical, going outside for at least 15 minutes a day, taking a walk. Hey, you can maybe even try praying the rosary. Or you could... Well, we could cheat a little bit and listen to the Family Rosary Across America on the Relevant Radio app. You could do your walk at 7 p.m. Central and listen to that. You could try that. So that's the second thing. So read 3 to 4 new books during the month. Let's stick with 3. Let's keep it. Let's not kill ourselves here. And it could be books about anything. It could be short, could be long, could be intense, could be fun. So read, move, go for this 15-minute walk. The third thing is connect. Now, this was the most challenging of the 5 suggestions that Newport brings up to try to have high-quality leisure for a month. And we could start now. We could start on July the 6th, come back on August the 6th and see how we're doing. This is the toughest one, connect. He says, hold a real conversation with 20 different people during the month. This I think would be the most challenging thing for people. More challenging than trying to read 3 books in a month. Because that's true. So these conversations, they could be in person or over the phone. They could be through FaceTime. They could be through Skype. They could be through a video chatting app. But text-based communication doesn't count. You have to be able to hear the other person's voice. So it could be an in-person conversation, maybe at a coffee shop, something like that. It could be taking a walk with somebody. Hey, you could kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Do your walk, commit to that 15-minute walk, and connect with someone else. Take a walk together. Steve Jobs was famous for that. The famous CEO of Apple Computer. He loved talking with people on a walk. He'd always grab people and say, let's go for a walk. And he'd talk about really heavy stuff and philosophical stuff and business problems, all that sort of thing. So you've got to be able to hear the other person's voice. So no texting, no email. It's got to be either in person, face-to-face, or over the phone, or over video chat. But you have to be able to hear the person's voice. Now, that's going to take some planning to be able to talk to 20 different people in a month in that way. So you might be able to do that by having lunch with a different person, maybe a couple times a week, colleagues for coffee breaks, calling an old friend. That's another thing that you could do. But that would be, to me, that's the toughest of the five challenges.
Yeah. Hey, Kale. Yeah. Five is hard enough, Kale. Just five is hard enough.
Yeah. Five. Maybe we should take a baby step here. But anyways, I'm just saying that's what he recommends. 20 different people. That seems challenging. But yeah, let's go with five. Let's go with five.
Okay, five.
All right. Now the fourth thing is to make something. To make. And he says, participate in a skilled hobby that requires you to interact with the physical world. It could be making a craft. It could be knitting. I don't know if you knit, Patrick, but do you crochet in your spare time? I don't think so.
The next time I crochet will be the first time I crochet.
Well, some people are into that. Woodworking. Some people build crafts. Cal Newport, he's kind of a scientist, so he's been building custom circuits with his kids. All right. Not my cup of tea, but it could be an athletic thing. It could be golfing. He doesn't say that, but I just said that because, hey, I like
agree
to
with
golf.
You there. And, I agree with you there.
Yeah, and hey, the match is tonight.
It's on right now.
We'll talk
now,
about
actually.
That later. It's on right now. Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau against Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. The Capital One match. But getting outside and doing something physical. It could be another sport. It could be Brazilian jiu-jitsu, as Newport suggests. He talks about bow hunting. Bow hunting? Is this a popular activity? What is he doing? Hunting wild boar? Anyways, I don't know why he used that example, but bow hunting. But the bottom line is screen-based activities don't count. So you've got to get the real analog benefit by, he says, overcoming the resistances of the physical landscape that surrounds you. So that's interacting with nature in a way that you make something. And again, it could be an athletic pursuit. It could be a craft. It could be anything. Something to do with the physical world, outside of the digital world. And then the last thing is, he says, join something. Join. So join something local that meets on a weekly basis. Now, this also could be a really hard commitment. This also could be a really hard commitment. Because one of the things about the online world and the online existence is the anonymity that it provides. The pseudo-anonymity. And as we all know, they always say the bottom half of the internet is not worth reading. If you ever read the comments after an article or comments on social media, very often they're vitriolic. Very often they make personal attacks on individuals. It brings out the worst in people. But when you gather in the real world with real people in real life to work on something real together, this tends to be very beneficial to us as humans because we're social. We're social animals, right? And we're more than animals. We have an eternal soul that's created in the image and likeness of God. But the bottom line is that we do have this social need. And that's been one of the hardest things, obviously, about the pandemic. It's been so hard on people, especially the young, that social interaction is just not there. And that's led to a lot of despair in life. So let's turn things upside down and try to maybe pick and choose some of these things. Maybe all five. You can do all four of these things, rather. There's four things. No, there's five things. I can't even count. So the first thing is read. So we're going to try to do that one together. That's the one we're going to try to do this month on the Kale Clark Show. Try to read three new books during the month. Could be about anything. Text me some photos. Tweet at me some photos. Tweet at the show account. At Kale Clark Show, my personal at Kale Clark. You could let me know what you're reading, what you're into, what you found cool about that. So read, move. This is getting outside, going for a walk, 15 minutes at least, without your phone. Connect. Have a conversation with, we brought it down from 20 to 5 different people during the month. Can't be text-based. Has to be voice. Has to be either in person or on the phone or through a video chat. Make something. Interacting with the physical world. That could be sports. It could be making a craft. Anything to do with digging your garden. I don't know. Interacting with the physical landscape around you. And join something local that meets weekly. It could be a book club. It could be, I don't know, a local homeowner society, if that's your cup of tea. I don't know, but just connect with people around you. So, and many people say, how can I do this? How could I possibly fit these activities into my busy life? Well, the answer is very simple. According to Newport, when you spend less time online, you will have all kinds of more free time that you never thought you had. When you stop treating your phone as your constant companion and you start living your life in reality, you're going to have way more time than you think. So he recommends that for this, for a month, if you want to try to go analog, get some high-quality leisure into your life, dumb down your smartphone. Use it only for calls, texting, because sometimes you do need to text people and meet me here or I'm going to be home at this time. Maps. We need maps to get from point A to point B. And audio. Maybe you can listen to podcasts. Maybe you can listen to music. By the way, that's exactly how Steve Jobs originally intended the iPhone to be. Just for calls, texts, maps, and audio. Now, of course, the App Store was really not a reality at that point. Steve Jobs did not want there to be third-party apps on the iPhone, as we all know. So we could try to dumb it down a little bit. And that would be very difficult for a lot of people. But anyways, these are some things that we can do to try to get some high-quality leisure in our lives that will really revivify us, that will really regenerate us when we are on vacation, when we do have some time off. And this will enable us to have much better focus at work, be much more productive, we'll be less scattered, and we'll have better, I think, relationships with the important people in our lives as well. So I don't know what you think of that. Is this worth trying? You can give us a call and let us know. 1-888-914-9149. It's the Cale Clark Show. I am back from vacation. We've got a great week set up for you. I can't wait to share it with you. I'll be telling you later on about some stuff that's coming up this week, but I'll be joined right after this break by Christine Roussel from the Catholic News Agency. We're going to be talking about a lot of cool stuff, including last night. She's one of the biggest Montreal Canadiens fans in the world. We're going to be talking about their dramatic victory in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. Be right back. It's the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.